Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 144 of Paranormal Stories. In this episode, I'm reading from A.J. Parr's book, The Girl Who Visited Heaven and Other Children's Near-Death Experiences. When I have guests on my podcast, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I have put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. So I'm going to read from chapter 2 in this book. What we learned in chapter 1 was that Crystal Merslock, a 7-year-old girl, had drowned at a swimming pool. She'd been taken out of the pool, and luckily there was a doctor there who resuscitated her. She was rushed to hospital, where she made a miraculous recovery. Chapter 2 is titled An Unexpected Testimony, and this is what A.J. Parr has written. According to Dr. Melvin Morse, Crystal's prompt cure was not the only thing that surprised him. A couple of weeks after being sent home, the young patient went for her first follow-up exam at the Pocatello Clinic, where he had resuscitated her, and her appearance struck him. She looked like a completely normal girl, glowing with her beautiful golden hair and no trace of the deep neurologic trauma she had suffered. Despite the evident lack of oxygen to her brain during the drowning incident, her eyes sparkled with intelligence. In short, there was nothing odd or abnormal about her looks. She seemed to be just as healthy as any other typical 7-year-old child. "I remember being in the clinic that day," Morse recalled when I asked him about the first time he had seen her again. "I saw Crystal and her mum standing in the hallway, and even though I was not attending her nor expected to meet her, I was glad to see her in such good shape. Walking up to her, I said, 'Hi, Crystal, you probably don't remember me, but I sure remember you.' But as soon as I said this, she turned to her mum and said, 'That's the one with the beard, mum. First there was this tall doctor who didn't have a beard, and then he came in.'" Morse couldn't believe it. The young girl was right. He had a beard, while the doctor who had first attended her did not. But how could she have known? After all, hadn't she been unconscious the whole time? Crystal also seemed to remember her nasal intubation, as well as other details she could have never known in her comatose state. But that's not all. She also mentioned she'd first been treated in the big room and taken to a smaller room, in which she said they did x-rays on her. Now, this was something no one could have expected. Evidently, the girl had somehow been aware of everything that had taken place during her coma. And, as was later revealed, she had even heard when Dr. Morse called the Seattle Children's Hospital for advice. There was simply no explanation for this. However, what shocked the young doctor was the girl's response when he casually asked her if she remembered anything about being in the swimming pool. "You mean when I visited the Heavenly Father?" she innocently replied. Now that wasn't exactly what Morse had in mind. "That's a good place to start," he said, wanting to hear more. "Tell me about meeting the Heavenly Father." "Well, I met Jesus and the Heavenly Father," she bashfully added. It could have been due to the paediatrician's shocked look on his face, or only due to shyness, but the girl added no further details. So he scheduled her for another appointment the following week. So the next section here is titled Crystal's Heavenly Memories. During the days that followed, Morse worked out a plan. He definitely wanted to know more about the little girl's alleged encounters with God and Jesus. Nevertheless, he decided to avoid questioning her directly. After all, she had been apprehensive and embarrassed about openly discussing her experience. Fortunately, things completely changed when she returned for her second appointment. This time, Morse waited for her in private with blank sheets of paper and a box of colourful crayons. Before the girl realised it, they both started playing and drawing pictures of her extraordinary experience. Although the girl declined to be tape recorded during the session, her demeanour showed a noticeable shift. Initially, she seemed hesitant and embarrassed to discuss her experience. However, as the conversation progressed, she said, "It feels good to talk about it." Conveying her experiences through drawings made her feel at ease. Before delving into details, she would sketch pictures of what she had witnessed or encountered. It was clear that the act of drawing served as a form of expression and communication, allowing her to convey the intricacies of her experience in a way that words alone could not capture. Thus, despite her shyness, she bravely shared her fantastic story, and it took nearly an hour for her to reveal every detail. The way she told her tale was so vivid and compelling that I couldn't help but believe her implicitly, said Dr. Morse. What struck me most was how Crystal illustrated her experience through those drawings. As she spoke, she would sketch pictures of people she had encountered in what she described as heaven. It was evident that for her, this was not just a traumatic event, but also a fascinating and almost playful exploration of the unknown. When I asked Crystal if she still remembered making those drawings, she replied, "Yes, I remember those days, going into the clinic, having fun, and talking with Morse as we draw those pictures. He would just ask me different things to make sure I was okay, but he was also trying to figure out what I was doing and what had happened to me. One time he asked me to draw what it felt like to be dead, and I didn't know what he meant, so I just drew a coffin that was really far in the ground. I didn't understand what he was talking about, because after all, I didn't feel dead. I never felt dead." As Morse noted in his initial report, Crystal didn't yet have a concept of religious or mystical experiences due to her young age. She knew something extraordinary had happened to her, something she couldn't quite comprehend. And yet, her innocence and honesty infused her storytelling with a sense of wonder and curiosity that was genuinely captivating. Now the next section is titled, Crystal Meets Elizabeth. What Crystal mentioned during the session completely transformed Morse's career. Although she could not recall anything about the drowning itself, she said her first memory was being surrounded by darkness and feeling she was so heavy she couldn't move. "I remember going into this darkness and hearing some noises that really kind of scared me," Crystal admitted when I first interviewed her. "I still cannot describe it to this day. I'm not sure what they were, but suddenly I found myself inside a tunnel. I noticed that on the walls there were brightly coloured bricks. It was like they were clear, with bright lights of different colours shining through them. I looked up and saw a bright light at the end of the tunnel. I knew I wanted to get to the light because it radiated love. I could tell it wanted me and was pulling me toward it. However, the ground was so unsteady that I could not walk, so I was forced to crawl on my hands and knees. However, after crawling a few feet, I was surprised to see the image of a woman coming from the light directly to me. This woman stood before me, grabbing my hand, stood me up and said, 'Hi, Crystal, my name is Elizabeth, and I'm your guardian angel. I'm here to help you.' And then she led me the rest of the way, upwards through the tunnel and into the light. That is, into what I believe was heaven." When I asked Crystal to describe what heaven looked like, she said that apart from lovely green meadows, she saw a beautiful waterfall and a tree with white fruit, among other heavenly visions. "When I looked around, I saw this amazing, beautiful, huge meadow with luscious trees and plants and different people walking around. They were all dressed in white, wearing robes and that type of thing. And everything just radiated with love. It was wonderful and didn't feel unusual. It felt like home. And I was greeted by my aunts and uncles and some of their friends. I also saw a grandmother who was probably young when she died. I didn't ever remember meeting her before. I was greeted by my aunt Pat, who had died a few months earlier, and my grandpa Paul, and he had a friend with him named George that I didn't remember meeting before, and they were just very glad I was there. Elizabeth was there through the entire thing, just right there with me. I don't remember the exact sequence of events, you know. I also met two other girls. They were about my age, about 7 years old, and I saw them as my playmates in heaven because we just, you know, I don't know that we did anything too noteworthy except play. But one point, they said they were going to be born soon, and their names were Heather and Melissa. And if I were to give them an age, it would be around the same age that I was, 7 years old. So today I was reading from A.J. Parr's book, The Girl Who Visited Heaven and Other Children's Near-Death Experiences. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Our Paranormal Afterlife Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $3 a month, you can get an extended episode every month. And if you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife or click on the button on my homepage, pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And just so you know, if you're a patron, you get a 25% discount when you book a past life regression session with me. And I'm offering a free consultation call, which can be booked on my website. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.